This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas. He is in New South Wales, Sydney. My colleague of many decades, reporting from Australia. And now we move to the news that is so fresh, it is difficult to know where it's going, about a new variant of the virus, Omicron. I spoke with Jeremy hours before the Prime Minister was to announce a decision. Australia has been very carefully locked down for months and months because of the Delta threat, and before that, the Alpha threat. But now, Jeremy, a very good day to you. Coming morning in Australia, what is the announcement from the central government in Canberra and from your government in New South Wales? Good day to you.
G'day, John. The announcement is that all international travel out of Australia is now closed. We were set to begin going overseas again from Wednesday this week, but now with the new Omicron variant, the Prime Minister and the state governments are effectively both coming down on the same side that we need to close Australia down once again. Now, Australians overseas can come back. They do have to go into 14 days of quarantine, supervised quarantine, but anybody who's non-Australian who wants to come to Australia, unfortunately, right now, cannot come in. We do have, I should say, 5 confirmed cases of Omicron now here in New South Wales. We're expecting there could be more, and these were linked to the Qatar Airlines flight that came in from Doha on the weekend. We're expecting that the Omicron transmission rate means that there is possibility that's gone a bit wider in the community from that flight. But we're also very concerned because we had just recently opened our borders to international travel that the Omicron virus may have come through earlier. So we may already have it in our community. So, of course, now the state borders as well, considering closing borders to each other, which means we may not be able to go into state again. But that's still early days. At the moment, the federal government, the state governments do look like they're working together, at least on this one, to figure out what the next move is.
I recover what I learned many weeks ago from your reporting, that in the earlier iteration of the lockdown, not only were you not traveling across state border lines to Queensland and Victoria, not only were you restricted from going overseas or having visitors come to you, but you were in your homes, correct, Jeremy? You were told not to go more than X number of yards or meters from your home. Has that been talked about coming back?
That's correct, John. We were in full lockdown for many, many days, many, many weeks, in fact, if you're in Victoria and other parts of Australia. But that has been discussed very briefly. The government is trying to avoid it right now, the state government and the federal government. And truth be told, unless we do find a larger transmission rate of Omicron compared to normal COVID, there's a bit of discussion that this may not be the case. And what's really saving us right now, John, is the high vaccination rate in Australia, in that we do have around about 90% for most of Australia with a double dose. But at the same time, Omicron's a new beast. This is a whole new ball game now. So the people, the scientists, the government are trying to figure out what's the best way to deal with this in Australia.
I want to be logical about this. There was a flight of Qatar Airlines coming in with passengers from the Southern African cone. That came in these last days. But flights have been coming in for days. And there's anecdotal information that whatever Omicron is, it didn't just come up last week. It's been here quite some time. There are reported cases in Canada and the UK, sometimes with no connection to South Africa. So are we looking at the same scenario in Australia? Everybody's going to go back and check the tests that they've given these last days to find out where Omicron is?
Yeah, absolutely right, John. There has been a lot of travel in the past couple of weeks, and a lot of it has been from Europe, has been from the United States and Canada, and not all indirect either. People have had to transit through different hubs in Asia to get to Australia because of the way the airlines are working in this very restricted environment. So a lot of areas that are reporting Omicron overseas, Australians, individuals who have traveled to Australia, have gone through those areas. And that's what is happening right now. The trace testing is going through its processes, trying to identify if any of the earlier arrivals up to 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago did come through those areas and whether or not there might be Omicron variants already well and truly seated in our communities.
Right. What we know is that there could be a mild symptoms as well as more severe symptoms. We don't know. We don't know a whole lot. So to summarize where we are right now, the lockdown consists of people from overseas coming to you and also traveling perhaps to other states. But as of yet, they're holding back on the full lockdown, which included, I think, as my memory, only 5 bottles of beer a day. That was the full lockdown.
Yeah, that was absolutely devastating, John. You know how us Aussies are. And that's correct, too. We may be going into a services lockdown, which in this barbecue season of summer, for Australians, it's totally devastating.
Time to order some beer, fellas. All right, Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.